This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. It took just 1 month for Colorado's tourism office to hand out $500,000 in grants to fund large events in the state. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
Four events were awarded the cash as part of a government program aimed at bringing large gatherings back to Colorado after they evaporated during the pandemic. The events include the Uray Ice Climbing Event Series, a meeting of the United Nations Mountain Partnership in Aspen, and an Iron Horse bike race from Uray to Silverton. Qualifying events have to demonstrate a positive impact on the local economy and affect multiple counties. The grant pays up to half of eligible costs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
It's going to cost a little more when Coloradans get their next car, CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
Starting in the new year, whenever someone sells or transfers their vehicle, their plates will expire and they'll need to get new ones from the state. Drivers who want to hold on to the same license plate configuration will have to go through the same process as getting a personalized plate for the new vehicle, with a fee that ranges from $68 to $118. The state says this policy will increase public safety by taking older plates out of circulation, with the idea that newer ones are more reflective and legible, making them more visible in the dark. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Researchers at Colorado State University will lead a new $19 million project to better understand the health of soil on pastures and rangeland. Worldwide, soil has deteriorated in many regions because of poor management, and farmers and ranchers say improving soil conditions makes their operations more profitable. CSU researchers are trying to quantify how soil health has changed and how the management of grazing land is connected to ecosystems and the well-being of farmers and ranchers. This is CPR News and KRCC.